And welcome, everybody, to episode 676 of RP Grinders. I'm your host, Frank Branches, alongside my trusty cohorts, Eric the Great, Breakman the Bold. Gentlemen, how are you?
Sorry. I'm here. I'm awake. I'm just
barely
tired.
Barely. Are you all right, man?
I'm a little bit worn out today. It's a busy day.
Man, I thought you would have been worn out all week drinking and partying and celebrating, but I'm sure we'll get to that later. Tease.
I'm more exhausted from the trying to shovel ice and snow.
Oh, yeah.
It's the worst when the ice comes and then the snow covers it.
Yeah. Yeah. Digital Pigeon loves the intro. He says sick as fuck, and he loved it. Yeah, man. Glad you liked it. I paid a good chunky price for it.
My muscles are all sore from all the stuff I had to do the previous 2 days.
Yeah, I'm pretty sore and sick, too. Well, not sick. I'm over being sick, but I'll talk about that later. Let's get right to it, guys. Let's get into the news so we can get that out of the way. We got lots to discuss today, so here we go.
RPG News.
All right, Eric, you are up.
And there's only four articles today, so yeah, be thankful.
Be thankful. It's not Thanksgiving yet, man.
No, I'm promising it'll be larger next week.
How dare you, Breakman?
Hey, are you threatening us?
Breakman, yeah. This is your last week, man. I'm telling you right now, this is your last week of, you know, the exile thing. So
I thought that was last week, because this is February now.
Yeah, we extended it because, remember, we had that week off and all that. Oh, okay. So this is your
last week. Well, then you're exiled, Frank.
Oh, how dare you.
Anyways, Action RPG Roguelike Dreamscapers now available for the series Xbox Series X and S, Xbox One, and Xbox Game Pass. And publisher Freedom Games and developer Afterburner Studios did this game. And you can even play it on the Switch and PlayStation 4 and the PC. But that came out 2021, last year, in August. And it released in 2020, following a 2029 Kickstarter project. So that was a decent turnaround, I guess, for that game like that. I've never played the game, and it looks fun, but it's roguelike, so I'm kind of, like, leery. Because, like, some of them have weird rules that just make it hard for me to get into them.
Yeah. Wyland says right now he's playing the Japanese version of Sunoku versus Capcom, unlocking characters. And Breakman's... Oh, I can't even say it. Dang it.
Oh, wait, there is no PS4 version of this game, but I thought it... Maybe it's just not out yet, but I thought it was in development.
What's up, Radu? Radu987 is in chat. Welcome on in.
And I'm thinking maybe it's being developed later, along with the PS5 version.
You guys don't know nothing about Radu. Do you? Do you even know what Radu is? Breakman, maybe you do.
I do not.
Have you ever watched Full Moon Video? Like the old school, like Puppet Master and all that shit? No?
It sounds familiar, but it's...
I wouldn't know. I'm not familiar.
It's Blood Species. Is that?
No, it's called Subspecies.
Subspecies, that's right. Subspecies, that's Radu. The vampire. It's actually pretty cool.
Oh, that was the subspecies in the movies.
Yeah, subspecies.
Oh, subspecies. Okay.
Bloodstone from subspecies. Yeah, I got my words twisted up. But yeah, subspecies, those were great movies, actually. Like, if they had a higher budget, I think those movies would have been way better. But anyways. All right, anything else on this, Eric?
Nope, that's it.
All right, break. Next story, please.
Coming to us live from RPG site, Neptunia X Senran Kagura. I guess X means they're fucking, so Neptunia is fucking Senran
no,
Kagura.
No, it's a Cospro crossover. That's like the go-to letter logo that they usually associate with crossover games in Japan now.
Yeah. All right, fine, they're not fucking. But anyways,
Neptunia is known for having its Yuri moments, so I'm sure there's like at least some kinky going on.
Yeah, some fucking. I mean
all right, yeah. Now we're talking.
It won't happen in the games, though. That's all I can tell you.
Yeah.
Don't
Well,
God damn it. It's like one step forward, two steps back.
I know.
Anyway, Nintendo Switch will be releasing in America on April 19th and in Europe in April 22nd. This is a crossover action originally released on the PlayStation 4. Wow. Back in, doesn't say, it just says, oh, in September. There it is. My bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's really it.
Okay. I mean, it's got some flashy visual.
Well, here's a little bit up. Nintendo Switch version includes two new difficulty modes, DLC costumes available from the get-go, and all sub-events added in the PS4 version patches. More information on this can be found on the official website, which I don't even know why I read that.
Yeah, I don't know why you read that either, but that's okay.
I still need to provide my review for this, but what little I played, I enjoyed. I mean, it's more or less Senran Kagura, but with the Neptunia girls doing their story along with the other girls from their game.
Yeah. Radu says, wow, that's the first time anybody ever mentioned subspecies. So, yeah, I remember. You know, it's old school. Yeah, subspecies is good.
I don't know how I feel about the game being on the Switch, because it probably is not going to be playing at 60 frames.
Yeah, most likely not. Well, hopefully this next one we'll play at 60 frames per second. This is from RPGsite.net. Undernauts, Labyrinth of Yomi, launches on February 24th in Europe. So here's a little bit about it. Released in North America and for Steam late last year. James was very high on the game in this review. It's a hearty recommendation to anyone already familiar with the genre. DRPGs, so what is that, dungeon RPGs?
Yeah.
So I mean, it's like a, it sort of looks like a,
I wonder why Europe had such a late release date compared to North America.
I know, that's kind of weird. You'd think that would be pretty easy. Why don't we have any hardcore lesbian RPGs, Breakman?
I actually have the game for review, and I gotta get around to it. But
oh, are we playing Apex? No,
no,
just lazy.
No, Judd, I'm not playing Apex. I put Apex because it's really popular. It's the first thing that pops up on the games. But you know, if I go into like Demon or Dark Souls or something like that, like nobody gets in the chat. So every once in a while, we get extra people in the chat from the Apex.
So you're not lazy. Label. You're just a con man.
Yeah, pretty much. You know, pretty much.
At least he's not conning people out of money, just their time.
Yeah, that's true. Just a little bit of time.
Yep.
So yeah, Undernauts, Labyrinth of Yomi. So there you go. The trailer looks pretty cool. I dig this style of game. So, you know, this is exactly what the type of game that I would play. So Undernauts is one that I may end up picking up. It reminds me a little bit of Wizardry, Tale of the Forsaken Land, if anybody remembers that game, but good stuff there. All right.
Actually, Brink, there probably is hardcore lesbian RPGs. It's just that they're not available on consoles for obvious reasons.
Yeah, you're probably right about that.
And they're usually not well made because
that's also the problem too. Yes, like I think of good quality game. Like I don't want those shit games those waifu games they put on the Switch. Like those are terrible games.
Some of these spells would be fun, you know, like scissoring for 5 MP.
Well, that's the ultimate move. That's the finisher right there.
Right.
I think the biggest problem with most lesbian porn in the West is that they're written for male audiences and not necessarily female ones.
Well, that's most porn in general.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, which is a problem in itself. Yeah.
All right, I'm not saying it isn't. I'm just saying that's the way it is.
Freak 5, of course, he says, "What was ordering dinner? What is this about hardcore lesbian RPGs? We need more of them, Freak 5. That's what we're saying. You know. All right, Eric, let's finish up the news.
The Switch is missing a golden opportunity there.
So they really are. They really are. All right, Eric.
Nintendo, get on that.
Get on it, Nintendo. And off of it. And on
Squinix,
it again.
Get on that.
And, Nintendo, just make a new label that isn't associated with your name brand at all.
Yeah, exactly. All right, Eric.
And you can get away with having porn on your console.
Or do what Disney did. Buy a company like that.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, exactly.
They had Miramax. You know, they have their here, we don't want people to know this is a Disney film, but we want to make money, so you guys release it.
Right. Exactly. It's like they have all kinds of different companies that release different types of movies.
It's like how they're throwing all the Fox movies on Hulu.
Yeah.
that are rated R or whatever.
Exactly. All right, Eric. Last story.
Wait, is that where Kingsman, the latest Kingsman movie, is probably going to go?
Most likely.
Right, I wonder when that's going to be available for streaming, because I kind of miss my opportunity to see it in theaters, because I kind of don't want to go in theaters as often as possible.
Yeah, I hear you. All right, what do you... Thanks, Digital Pigeon. Really appreciate that. All right, Eric, let's...
This is the last article. Mina the Hollower is Yacht Club Games' next game, and it's already surpassed its Kickstarter goal, raising a little more than twice its fund goal.
Yeah.
And it's Game Boy Color inspired, so it looks like it plays kind of like a Zelda game.
It does look like an old school Zelda game.
But with a Castlevania flair, because Mina's got a whip, and there's even a Simon Belmont looking character who also kind of looks like the crappy Simon Belmont for Captain N. I'm guessing he's going to be a comic relief of some kind.
Oh my god, does he have a comb? Does he stop to brush his hair and shit? Like,
I didn't see a comb, but his hair did look combed over.
Wow.
This game looks really great, Breakman. You got to check this out, man. From Yacht, it's the same people that did Shovel Knight.
And I was kind of disappointed that the first physical tier is $100. No, I'll just buy I just pledged the $20 digital version, and I'll just buy the physical version whenever it launches.
Yeah.
And I think they did it that way because they didn't want to create a situation kind of like with Bloodstained did with their Kickstarter campaign, where I paid $60 for the physical, and the game ended up being like $40 instead.
Yeah. I mean, this game looks fantastic.
Only doing it at $100 for people that are really serious about getting that, along with a few other extras.
This really looks good, man. I mean, this looks like old school Zelda platforming with the like
apparently,
Eric said.
Apparently, the only reason they're doing a Kickstarter for this game is so they could produce the physical copies themselves instead of finding someone else to do it for them.
I did see where a lot of people were bitching about that, but I did find more information, like you said, Eric. They are producing their own physical copies instead of relying on somebody else to do it. So, I mean, in this case, I think the Kickstarter's okay, but I was on board with the commenters. I was like, man, Yacht Games is pretty well known right now, you know, with all the Shovel Knight stuff. So why are they doing Kickstarter? But it makes sense. It does make sense now. So, you know, it's all good.
But hell, if this does half as well as Shovel Knight did in revenue, they could probably become a publishing arm and not have to rely on Kickstarter anymore.
I agree. I think this is the game right here.
I mean, they're already a publisher, but like they've only published a digital game, like one other digital game.
Yeah.
And it was because it was a solo project.
All right. Otherwise. And that, my friends, is the news of the day. Anything else on this? It looks good, though. I think it looks good.
No, not really.
Okay. Let us move on. Does anybody have any homie discounts for the homies out there? Anybody? I didn't see anything too major on the Sony front. Xbox, I just really glanced at. Break, do you know any Xbox deals?
Not really. Yeah, I can't. Well, what was it? No, that's right. That was actually GameStop. I saw that they had like the deluxe edition, or the ultimate edition of Borderlands 3 for, like, I think, $40, down from $100. So
yeah, there you go.
I'm looking at comics, and Freak 5 says an African American coworker was wearing a brown shirt at work today. He looked like a Tootsie Roll, and Wolfie's like, isn't that the point? I mean, the Browns uniform does kind of make you look like a Tootsie Roll.
I hate the Browns uniforms. When they came back, I thought they should have just did a total rebrand and called them like the Cleveland, I don't know, something.
Well, they seem to like a bulldog is kind of their mascot.
Yeah,
lean into that.
I know. I would have taken. I mean, the Cleveland Bulldogs would have been cool. I think that would have been really cool. Cleveland Dogs. That would have been an ultimate tribute to the fans, right?
Right.
And DAWGS.
Like, when I see Brown's imagery, they do have like dog stuff going on. So it's like, why didn't they just call themselves Dog Something?
Yeah, exactly. Or like lean into that instead of like the plain helmets that they go with. They don't really use that like officially.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. Like they use like a dog mascot, but they don't really. None of their items are like, here's the dog.
You know? I mean, that would have been way cooler than fucking Washington Commanders. I mean, come on, man. Washington.
People are really pissed about that name.
Oh, God, man. Washington Red Tails would have been.
The only problem I have with Washington Commanders is that, one, it sounds kind of bland. Two, it sounds militaristic.
Yeah, if you saw their
uniforms.
Which
isn't much better than the Native American bullshit they were doing.
If you saw their uniforms, you would think the same thing.
I disagree, because I hear it and I think of Cobra Commander, and that's what I think of the Washington Redskins now. Well, they are Cobra.
Yeah, just look at their uniforms, though. The uniforms are so boring and bland, man. They're almost as bad as the fucking Browns now.
So that means they're a whiny little baby that... Yeah. Acts all tough, but yeah. It's really just all talk.
Yeah, exactly. All right, Breakman, do we have anything for you? All right, Breakman, break it down.
Oh, this is from Free 5 Chaos. He says, RP Grinders, I saw this on billboard near my house for a casino, and it is a picture of an old lady in a boxing ring with boxing gloves, and she's smiling, and she has her glasses on, and she's got the one glove put out, like she's gonna, you know, like, touch gloves before the fight. And
yeah.
So he asks me, Dear Breakman. Yeah, I said dear instead of ass this time, which is pretty good. I think he does that on purpose. he asked, how much cash would it take for you to smash this old lady? you got to be a little bit more descriptive, because my answer totally depends on what
can you send
you
me the
by the word smash.
Can you send me the picture?
It's on Twitter.
All right, let's...
can I send it to Frank right now? But, so... There are at least a couple definitions of the term smash I can think of. And, you know, obviously there's the Hulk smash, you know, Hulk smash and bash this old lady's face in. Or, you know, it's smash as in...
bang?
Banging. Dude. Thank you, banging. I was trying to look for
I saw the photo on the tweet that was mentioned, and there's clearly boxing gloves there. Why'd you go there?
Well, he said smash. I mean, I just was wondering, okay, well, fine. If you're saying to fight her and beat the crap out of this old lady, and I'm not saying I could because I don't know. She might know, like, martial arts or something, and I'd go in for a box, and if she kicked me right in the balls or something, you never know. It could happen.
She's secretly, like, a black belt, and she'll kick your ass up.
Oh, my God. If we're talking smashes and banging, it would take me a lot of money on this one, Freak 5.
Yeah, me too. At least $100, at least.
Yeah, I mean that's like bare minimum, and that's like with no fingers involved. You know what I'm saying?
You don't. I mean, you don't have to. Everything's included for the $100, but I'm just saying at least $100. So that's if we're going that route. And now to smash the lady's face in. Like I said, I don't know. I mean, maybe she's the martial artist, and you know she doesn't obey the rules of boxing.
Get smashed.
Or she's like one of those old-timey boxers where she gets her hands like in this weird position that looks really funny. It's absolutely ridiculous, and I don't know how they ever fought like that.
I mean, Freak Fight brings up a good point. Only $100, break? Damn. That's pretty cheap, dude.
Well, I mean, for $5, I'll smash her face in. I think $100 isn't that bad of a deal, is what I'm saying.
Break is cheap. Wyland says break is cheap, man.
Hey, well, look, man, nobody's got any money. I'm just trying to be, like, I'm trying to be consumer-friendly to other people, you know?
Consumer-friendly.
We're not billionaires around here.
Shy Puff and Casino Thanks are in chat. What's up, ladies and gentlemen? Okay.
So you guys, where are you at on this, Frank? How much would it cost you to do this?
A hell of a lot more than $100 to bang this one, I'm telling you. I mean, you got to give me like 10 grand. I mean, come on, man.
Smash your face in?
To smash your face in, I'm with you, man. $5, I'm in.
It's a $10,000 to smash your vagina, $5 to smash your face.
Eric, what do you think, man?
I'm not even going to answer this.
Eric's like, fuck this. I agree, Eric. I shouldn't have answered either. I regret my life choices, to be honest with you. All right, let's... anything else, Breakman?
So did you get this woman's number, Freak? Or I'm just wondering. For a friend, I'm just asking.
For a friend, exactly. For a friend. Oh man, terrible. You guys are terrible. Moving on.
Inquiring minds want to know.
Inquiring minds definitely don't want to know what we were previously talking about. They want to know what you've been playing, Breakman.
All the same stuff, really. I need more time because I don't have enough time to play all these games. Halo Infinite, mostly trying to get the multiplayer unlocks. They start. They have a long going, like, I forget what it's called, a battle pass, where it's you get up to level 100 and you get paint colors and different items for your armor and stuff like that. But they also do special weekly events where you get other items and the other stuff you can unlock. And I'm just trying to play just trying to get some unlocks, basically. That's
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
Killing people and hoping I don't run against cheaters.
I know.
Yeah, they suck. But they fixed Big Team Battle, though, finally, which is pretty awesome. They actually changed a little something in there that I thought was annoying before, is that it was kind of hard to pick out your teammate in a crowd. In other words, in a Big Team Battle, there'd be like 12 guys on your team. But like if you're with a friend, you know, you'd want to be able to pick that friend out of the crowd. And they changed the color of their name. It's a simple change, and it's like, oh, why didn't you do that before?
Sometimes you're so detailed you miss the obvious. You know what I'm saying? Break and takes patches and stuff to fix. Freak says advertisers need a teen boy to review their ads. If the boy starts laughing, they should change the ad. That's a good point, man. Actually, that makes a lot of sense, man. I mean,
or just have me do it.
Yeah, just have Breakman do it. Yeah, he's got the mind of a teen boy, so you know. There you go.
Pretty much.
All right.
Also, Breath of the Wild. And I haven't actually accomplished anything major. I've just been mostly trying to find that last memory. And while I've been doing it, I've been going around the harder areas where the guardians are, places I really couldn't go before until I had stronger weapons and like just arrows, which are pretty badass.
Yeah.
So, really haven't done anything with it. Well, I'm still playing it, and I'll still be playing that for a long time, because I'm still playing the main game. When that's over with, I'm going to get the DLC. Yeah. I am.
Yeah.
We'll get the DLC.
You know, there's this really cool thing in Phoenix Rising, where you have this arrow that's sort of like, you can follow it and guide it to where your target is. It's pretty badass, man.
There was another game that did that. What was that game?
Heavenly Sword
did that? Oh, that's right, it did do that.
It's not actually the game I was thinking of, but yeah, right, it did that too. But there was a game where you're like an animal, I think.
God damn it, what game was that?
It was back in like the PlayStation 2 era.
Yeah, man. Like where you could like basically be the arrow, guide yourself to the target.
Yeah, what was that?
Yeah, Phoenix Rising does a really good job of that, man. That's all I do, like these big-ass giants. I'll just sit back all the way back on, clear across on another ledge where they can't even get to you, and they're looking at you like throwing rocks and shit, and you're like behind this thing, and you can guide these arrows like around corners, and it's badass, man. Yeah, it's really nice. What else you've been playing, man?
That was a lot of fun. I like gaming the system like that and fucking around with enemies. Like the guardians will try and shoot with these giant laser beams. I'll just hide behind a wall.
Yeah,
hits the wall, and then I pop out, hit them with an arrow, and sit there and wait for them to.
I always just reflect their beams back at them.
Yeah, whatever.
It takes longer with the weaker shields, though, because the strength of your shield determines how strong the deflection will be.
Mm.
My favorite thing is to freeze them and then chop their legs off.
That's another good thing to do.
Yeah, that's my favorite. Time stop, and then when you time unfreezes, you're going to be without one of those tentacle legs of yours.
Freak says, so kind of like Rondu Zero. Yeah, pretty much. It's yeah, those zeros are cool. All right, and what else you been playing, Break?
The other game I've been playing is Cobra Kai game. You know, the more I play it, the more I like it, but I have... It is buggy and glitchy, and I've taken some videos of some of the bugs, like enemies getting caught in walls and just kind of walking back and forth because they can't get to you or do anything about it. But and the only other thing I really don't like is some of the levels are really long.
Yeah.
Like, this is a brawler, beat 'em up. Like, I just kind of want to get through it real quick in a few minutes, but still, it's a fun game. Love beating stuff up. And I beat it with the one dojo, and then you get to go back and play it with the other dojo, which is another thing that I think is cool.
Yeah, that's cool.
So you get to play both sides and then find out what the real story.
And, of course, your favorite is always the evil side of things, you know, the bad side.
No. I was a fan of the original Karate Kid, so I'm always going to be a fan of Danielson.
Nah, gotcha.
I'm always going to be rooting for Daniel.
Of course.
Don't get me wrong, I love Johnny in the Cobra Kai. Like, he's fantastic, but, like, I was a huge fan of the original. So.
I watched the first season of that, man. It's really fun. Really, really fun show. I dig it, man. There's a reason why it's getting, like, 100% in Rotten Tomatoes. Just really, really solid rework.
I wonder if the show's going to go on now that it's been canceled from Netflix.
They canceled it on Netflix?
Yeah, season four was like the last season, I think.
Last I heard, they renewed it for two more seasons.
That's what I thought. Okay,
so after those two seasons, is it over then?
Yeah.
On Netflix?
Yes. Yeah.
I think they planned it as those next two seasons, like the sixth season being the last.
Well, if they get to six, they'll do a seventh because, like it's been proven time and time again, like seven seasons is like the magic number to make the maximum amount of money on a series. So they'll do a seventh season if they get six. So, what else you been playing, Break? Anything else?
No, that's enough.
All right, Eric, you are up.
I've been playing more Final Fantasy 13, and only a little bit, but I've been playing more Pokemon Sword.
Oh, okay, cool. Anything else?
Not really, that's just it.
Yeah, I did a little bit more Phoenix Rising. I mean, Phoenix Rising is such a huge game, I just take a little piece at a time. I'm just taking my time with that game, that's all. Wyland says he has to take a break from unlocking characters in TVC, Tetsunoko versus Capcom. Yeah, that's sometimes you got to do that, Wyland.
The game deserves a NHD remaster.
Absolutely.
What's Capcom doing not getting in touch with Tatsunoko to do that again?
I know. All right, let's move on.
RP Grinders reviews.
All right, Break, did you have any reviews this week?
Did you want to talk about Book of Boba Fett, or do you want to wait until the last episode next week?
I think we should wait till the last episode, my man, because I didn't get a chance to see the last episode yet, so let's just wait on it, because I think there's so much to talk about, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's a lot to break down. It comes out, what, Friday or Thursday, the last episode?
I thought their release date was Wednesday.
Wednesday? Okay, yeah. Wednesday, I'll take a peek at all of them.
I thought it was Wednesday, so it'd be next Wednesday, right?
Yeah, that's fine. We'll wait. We'll hold off, man. That'll give us plenty of time to take that in, and, we'll come back strong with a Boba Fett review next week.
The last two episodes were so strong. Amazing episodes, but there's a lot of confusion about those last two as well.
I think it's been fairly. I'm not amongst the haters. I like a little bit of like building up to stuff. Right. You know what I mean? So we'll talk about it next week.
I don't want to spoil it because it's about another character, and it just kind of like that other character takes over, and it's
yeah.
like kind of this is isn't this Boba Fett story? What are we doing here?
Yeah, let's let's wait. Yeah. We'll talk about it for sure. Eric, did you have? It doesn't look like you had any reviews, Eric.
Mm-mm.
I had a real quick review. I had a chance to watch Ghostbusters Afterlife. I'm not going to say much more than what Eric said about Ghostbusters Afterlife. I think I agree with almost every point that he had on it, which is usually the case when I, you know, follow up review. But I will say the end is strong. The end is strong of Ghostbusters Afterlife. And I really wanted Ghostbusters with, well, the spoilers. But I think there's a lot of fertile ground, both with the new team and the old team, is all I'm saying. So I give it a solid 7.5.
I don't even know if you could call it a new team, because they were just kind of there and did what they did because they kind of had to.
Yeah, but I think that team could be strong. I don't see any problem with them doing it that way, man. I mean, you basically got the old crew with that crew. You know what I mean? I mean, like there's the snarky, smart ass like Venkman. You know, there's a lot to be had there, and they could continue, but there's a lot to do old school too, is what I'm saying. It's not confusing when internally it was called Mando season 2.5 before.
Yeah, production. You should not read those because that's spoilers.
I kind of figured, man. I mean, I figured Mando would show up eventually, but you know. I know it's spoilers, but whatever.
Since we've mentioned him, it's not just that he shows up. Boba Fett doesn't show up. It's all about the Mandalorian.
Yeah. Well,
the one episode's all about the Mandalorian, and the last episode was all about Grogu. Mm. I'll just go ahead and spoil it for you right now.
Okay. Well, that's fine. I'm okay. We're great, but now it feels like a promo.
But it's confusing to the Boba Fett show, and in those last two episodes, Boba Fett was in it for about
a
minute.
But I got a different take. I'll talk to you about it next week, for sure. We'll talk about Boba Fett next week. I'm okay, because they did a lot of great in the first four episodes plus, so I have no problem with it. There's just one tiny problem that I have that I'll talk about next week, but let me watch the last two, and then we'll talk about it. Let's move on.
I just wanted to mention about Ghostbusters real quick. The one thing I didn't mention in my review that I wish I had, now that I'm thinking about it, is how I really like they characterized the granddaughter, because they did a much better explanation by actually providing explanation, unlike the classic series, of just how Spangler's brain works. She's not a neurotypical, and I think they kind of did a good way of describing that.
Yeah, I liked it. I thought it was charming enough. I think they did enough with it, but I mean, there has to be a launching point if they want to make it another franchise type deal. So, you know, it just, I don't know, but anyways,
if they want to make a sequel, they'd probably have to be older.
Yeah, probably. Which it's fine. They can do that. I mean, that movie was what, a year or two older, filmed like what, 2 years ago or something. So it'll be fine. Trust me. All right, let's move on to everybody.
It's clearly made with a sequel hook, but I don't know if there will be one.
Let's move on to everybody's.
That usually comes down to how much money it makes.
It made a good chunk. Made enough.
Then it'll probably be a sequel.
Yeah. All right. Let's move on to everybody's favorite segment.
What is it?
Stinko of the Week.
All right, Breakman, your Stinko of the Week.
I've got several, actually. I already mentioned earlier the weather. We got about 2 inches of ice yesterday, and then overnight we got about another couple of inches of snow on top of it, and that's why I was kind of tired when I was shoveling out a few minutes before the show started, and I still got a lot more to do out there because it's a fucking pain in the ass because you gotta like dig into it, you gotta break the ice to get it out, you know.
Yeah, you should do what I do, just go get a bunch of salt and lay it on there and just let it do its thing.
You know, salt, walk away.
Yep, just put the salt and walk away. That's all you gotta do, man. It's a lot easier. I mean, a little more expensive, but a lot easier on your back and joints, man.
I need to invest in a shovel so I can dig whatever small snowbank gets in front of my car so I can actually pull out easy.
Yeah. Hey, Dungeon's in chat. What's up, Dungeon Bus?
Because I almost called off today because I was worried that I wouldn't be able to, even with my car orientated in so that my front wheel drive can actually work.
Yeah. All right. Stinko, Brakeman.
Okay. I have several. I've got a few more here. Let me see. The next one I will go to is, we actually talked about this last week when we talked about Joe Rogan. Joe Rogan, earlier this week, he apologized in what seemed like a sincere apology, like, I've made a lot of mistakes and I'll try to do better and stuff like that. The very next day, he sent out a tweet, with more disinformation about the COVID virus. Mm-hmm. A pro and inner.
This isn't the first time either, though.
But the fact is, he apologized for all the misinformation about COVID and anti-vaxxing and stuff like that. And he's like, "I'm sorry, I'll do better." And then with the next day,
he'll do better at not getting caught, even though he still got caught.
You know what's funny is the only reason that he did that apology was money. I mean, he had all that Spotify money right in, flashing before his eyes, and then he did that apology. I wonder what Spotify is going to do now. That's the big thing to watch. What is Spotify going to do?
So far, they've doubled down on it. They don't seem to...
They don't really care?
They don't seem to care.
All right, what else you got?
And the owner went on a tirade, defending him. But we know how stuff like that plays out. When it comes down to it, it's about money. So
you could add Dwayne Johnson to that list.
Well, I think he said it before the apology or after. I don't know. I'm confused about that timeline too. But anyway, what was I about to say?
Other Stinkos.
I'm just saying he's buddies with Joe Rogan.
Oh yeah, yeah, a lot of them.
Any center right. So
yeah. Okay.
And Shaquille O'Neal sounds like an anti-vaxxer. And he apparently supports NFTs, so
I'm not an anti-vaxxer, but I mean these mask mandates are kind of weird to me. I mean, we'll have to have a discussion about that some other time, man.
Okay. So moving on, book banning is becoming a trend again because I don't know why. We're taught in school, you know, Nazis burned books.
Yeah.
Getting rid of books is a bad thing.
Right.
Like, it's what Nazis do. But here we are in America. It seems like it happens every 5-10 years, usually in Texas. Like, they just want to ban books for whatever reason. This time it's a lot of books they've banned.
I find it funny that a lot of people bitch about cancel culture, and then they're first in line to cancel shit, books and stuff.
And in this case, it's about the Holocaust and racism specifically. Like, those are the two things that are completely targeting. So, obviously, tell us again how you people aren't bigots, whatever. Tell me again how you people aren't racist. And speaking of racists,
tell me how you're loving Christians. Yeah. Oh, wait, you're not.
Yeah, that too. God first. God and family first. Fuck you, you whatever. Come on. God and guns, baby. Yeah.
God and guns.
What else you got? Speaking of murder, another black man was murdered by the police, execution style. We had the video to release. It's now no longer even sleep in your own home or in a friend's home, or I think it's his cousin's home or something. You can't even sleep in bed and be safe anymore. Just you're black in America. There's no place safe for you. Period. Yeah.
Well,
from a cop.
I mean, these are things we've known for a very, very long time on this show.
Well, I know, but we have video of them executing Amir Locke, and the cops saying it wasn't a big deal, he had a gun. You fucking woke him up from a sleep, he was probably terrified, Wouldn't you have reached for a gun or something if somebody if you woke up and there are guns in your face?
If I had one, of course.
I mean, if you had one, right, I'm saying. But,
right.
And they were there because why?
Right.
Well, and it was a no-knock warning. They didn't announce themselves. They just barged in.
No warrant, no knock. Fuck yeah, them.
But it apparently wasn't the right place anyway. Again, as usual, nope. Like it seems like a lot of the times they kill people by going to the wrong home.
Yeah, we've got to start over with policing.
As opposed to going to the right home where they still would have killed someone.
That's
a good point. But you know what I meant? Like these are people that are like innocent, complete innocent victims, not expecting anything. Like he's lying in bed for God's sakes, or lying on couch, whatever.
The New York Police Department body is large enough to be a small army.
Yeah, yeah.
This is fascism, and these are the Nazis.
Yeah, no doubt. Eric, you hit the nail on the head right there. Freak 5 says he had a gun. I thought it was our right to have a gun.
He was a legal gun owner.
He had his
concealed carry license.
Even if he didn't. If you're in your own home, you have a right to defend your home, right? With a gun.
I know, but I'm saying, like, if this was a white guy who was doing this, it wouldn't even be a narrative,
No doubt.
Like he was defending his home.
Right.
Like, or something like this, whereas the cops are like, no, he pointed a gun at us. Like, we're defending ourselves.
We have to start over with the police. We have to start over. There's no other choice. There's no other solution that makes sense. Starting over is the only way to make our police force better, period. I'm convinced of that. Convince me otherwise. Start over. Fire them all, with or without pensions, hopefully without, because that's a huge drain on our fucking taxes.
Let me tell you the bullshit I got on the phone message about 2 years ago, maybe 3 years ago, where some police department wanted money from me from another county that I didn't even fucking live in.
Yeah.
To help support the police department. Why? So you can go kill black people or something?
You know, I talk about this a lot extensively on my other channel, but
once I heard what it was, I hung up, but like I told my parents about it.
Yeah, it's just really tough to articulate like exactly the feelings that most everybody in this world, or at least in the United States, should feel.
My first thought when I heard it was like, you're in a police department. Don't you already get money from the local government? Why do you need more?
I know. To me, Freak said he put in his dinner, and I don't see it, so, you know.
It's here. You want me to send it to you, Frank?
Send it to me so I can
make me hungry.
So I can get hungry and want to get off the show like right now. You know, just how it is. But I honestly, it's time to just start over. I mean, I think we've got there's a myriad of problems wrong with the police department, but among them is a white supremacy problem, which has been proven in quite a few studies actually. But I think we have to start over. Jesus Christ. That's it. I'm walking off the show. I'm going to go get some
food. What happened?
I'm just looking at this food and I'm like, God damn, it looks like fajitas, like shrimp fajitas. And I'm hungry. I don't know. The police just pissed me off for a myriad of reasons. So what else you got, Breakman? Let's move on.
And I said in chat, nothing will ever change like, as long as they're, you know, they're immune. I said guaranteed immunity. I mean qualified immunity.
You know what? They've taken care of that here in Colorado, but it doesn't change the way that the police do things here at all.
And I was just going to say another one we need to get rid of is the police union.
Oh, the police union's big time. We need to start over. Just start over.
I'm just saying as long as they have the immunity in the police union, we can't. Like the
right.
They have the money and the power all in their favor.
Yeah. There was a white guy who pulled a gun on the police who was killed, and the gun nuts were upset about that murder. I mean,
yeah, that's what I was kind of trying to say, is that if it was a white guy, like people would be all upset. Like, whereas this is a black guy, and it's just like, another black guy was murdered by the cops.
Yeah, there's no outrage.
He had a gun, so it's okay.
Right. I mean,
whereas the gun nuts, you know.
Well, okay. Think back to the Black Panthers, Breakman. The Black Panthers did something super courageous. They got a bunch of guns because they were like, fuck this. You know, we're not going to take this shit anymore. And the minute that they get guns, that's when all the gun laws started, right? That's when all, like, California went crazy with you know, limiting people's Second Amendment right. So it's like, I mean, you want it just one way, right? Why don't you just come out with a law saying only white people can own guns? I think that's what they really ultimately want. You know what I mean? I mean, that's what the Second Amendment people are all about. Let's just leave the guns to the white people, and then the savages, you know, the browns and the blacks, they can do without. What else you got, Breakman? Anything else?
No, I'm already sick. That's enough.
I know it's a lot to take in, Break. I've
known about the execution, but when to see the video is a whole other thing. You know?
Yeah, I can't. I mean, it's par for the course now, right? People are so used to it. You know, it's just nothing is shocking anymore. It's just widely accepted, although it's not widely accepted for a lot of people. I'm glad that there are at least a few people like you guys that you know, can recognize it. You know, it's got to stop. It has to stop. All right. Eric, what do you got for your stinko of the week?
My stinko, I got a couple. My first stinko would be that Konami's going all in with the NFTs.
Yeah, fuck Konami.
And the other one would be Greg Abbott continuing to be scum. He had a full year to fix Texas grid problems since the bullshit that happened last year with the power going out and people freezing to death. You didn't do a goddamn thing.
Yeah, well, I mean, you can't.
Piece of shit.
Yeah, I agree. Greg Abbott is a piece of shit, but you can't put it all on Greg Abbott, man. Like the grid.
Oh yeah, Ted Cruz too.
the grid needs to be changed. Period. In every wake of life, whether it's Texas or Colorado or Ohio or New York. I mean, the entire grid needs to go solar based. Period. I mean, there's just no other solution. Right?
Or our entire infrastructure is collapsing because it hasn't been majorly redone since, what, the 50s?
Right, right. Yeah, since the highway system was put in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
There are so many. The country's literally falling apart.
Right.
And we're the whole $1 trillion whatever
deal. But hey,
still
let's
waiting
take,
for something to happen.
But hey, let's
Nothing's
take down,
happen.
Let's take down a bridge because it's in the way of Jeff Bezos' new yacht.
Right.
Super huge.
Right. Well, and look, there was a bridge that just collapsed like last week at some point. Like,
yeah.
That's how bad the situation is with our country. I know the bridges around here are labeled as obsolete.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And these are major highway bridges
but
going down I-75.
You know what it is? They can't come to an agreement because there's not enough in it for the politicians yet.
Hell, this is why Fukushima happened, because they have outdated nuclear reactor facilities.
Right, well,
they were talking about building the bridge and putting a toll booth on them and charging us for it. Like, you assholes have got unlimited money, essentially, and you spend it on the military instead of fixing this goddamn country.
Right.
And then you want to try and charge the people who are suffering from your imbecilic spending of money.
And then
And their solution is go buy a generator.
Well, they give you this bullshit, right? Well, it's not a bad idea to get a generator, by the way, but they give you this bullshit about tolls, right? Tolls are nefarious. Right, they'll say, "Oh, you know, when it's paid off in 10 years, you know, we'll take the toll away." The tolls never do tolls go away. As a matter of fact, they're selling tolls like the tollways to foreign. Hold on, Eric. Hold on.
The Ohio Turnpike.
Hold on, Eric. Can I finish? Let me finish. They are now like selling. They're outsourcing toll roads to different countries, like. Russia owns I-36, the toll road going to Boulder.
Are
so,
you kidding me?
No, I'm not kidding you. I am not kidding you.
For Christ's
sake. Money that's going towards an enemy nation, okay?
Yes, it is. Look into it. The toll road that goes from Denver, I-36, that goes from Denver just the toll. I'm not talking. You can go regularly, right? You can go on the regular lanes, or you can do the quote unquote express lane for money. That's a toll that goes out of the country directly. So there you go. Yeah. Yeah. A lot of those. I mean, we have E470, which is, man, that's like a great back way to get, you know, north and south. Can't use that.
Let
that's
me guess
a toll.
That, like, that the Russian business probably owns a business in America and they get huge tax breaks.
Oh,
on
I
it.
Wouldn't doubt it. I wouldn't doubt it, dude. I would not doubt it in the least. Would not doubt it. Would not doubt it. Anyways, that's enough about that. Anything else, but, Eric?
Yeah, I have to work 12 hours for 5 days this week.
Fuck! And
that's rough.
So they basically told me, that, yeah, you're not having a life for the next couple days.
Yeah, well, next 5 days, damn, man. That really sucks.
I'll get home, I'll leave for work in darkness, I'll come home in darkness,
yeah.
I'll be tired, I'll only have about 3 hours worth of stuff to do, but I'll probably be so tired I won't want to do anything.
Yeah, I know.
I was going to say, you're going to want to eat and sleep, and that's about it.
Yeah. Eric is not going to be here next week because of it, but that really sucks, man. But we'll get through it. My stinko of the week is just me puking. I was sick for a couple of days. Yeah, just it fucking blew.
What makes it more annoying for me is the departments that are working along with me, and the reason why I have to stay into six, it doesn't make sense to me. I should at least be working 6 to 4 because the only other machinery that's going to be doing heavy activity is only working from 6 to 4, and the other one I only have to switch carts at most once or twice a day, so maybe that will be upgraded to 3 times off to switch it out. So yeah. I'm going to have a whole lot of nothing to do after my normal 8 hours is over.
Yeah. Well, just soak up that money if they want, Eric. I mean, shit.
And I don't know if I'll be physically tired the first couple days, but I'm going to be definitely mentally tired by the end of every day.
Yeah. It could have been something I ate, Breakman. It was, you know, what's funny is I ate at Texas Roadhouse, which I had a great meal there. I mean, it tasted.
Oh, I love their food.
Oh, it's so good. So good, man. There's nothing on that menu that I pretty much don't like.
The Texas Roadhouse by me has the worst service I've ever experienced in my life, but the food is so good. I go back. I know.
The food's just really good there. But, you know, I mean, I don't know. I it could have been food poisoning. I don't know. But it was like a day and a half's worth of just puking and later on having go the other route, you know. But, yeah, just pretty bad. But that was mine, my thing. Freakpie says his stinko had a department meeting yesterday. They told us that the other departments are expected to be clocked in and at their workstations 5 minutes before they are scheduled, and it isn't fair to them that inventory doesn't have to do. Oh, fuck them, Freak Five. Fuck them. I ate 7,000 calories worth of garbage, pretty much. Weiland, it wasn't too bad. I mean, I had a steak. I mean, you know, steak is actually not terrible. But yeah, I had projectile vomiting for sure, man. It was it was really bad. It was Exorcist times 10, man. It was really bad. All right, let's move on to happier thoughts, guys.
Dude, what does my tattoo say?
Sweet! Sweet of the week!
All right, sweetos of the week. Breakman, I already know what one of your sweetos, at least, so in honor of that...
I only need one because that's the only one that matters.
Hold on. I've got something for you. Hang on. This is especially for Breakman Sweeto. If it ever plays here.
Cincinnati, Cincinnati, we got a team right here in town. Ain't gonna ever let us down. Who they think gonna beat them Bengals? They can pass and kick and run. Watching them is lots of fun. Who they think gonna beat them Bengals? Block and tackle, watch them fall. We are here to have a ball. Who they think gonna beat them Bengals? Favorite fun is where we play. Bengals fans are here to stay.
Feel free, sir. Your sweeto of the week.
That is my sweeto of the week. The Cincinnati Bengals, who a season ago won
two games, sir. Two games.
No, four games.
Oh, they won four.
Two games. Yes. And were last in the league, and because of that, they were able to draft Joe Burrow, who in his first complete season has led the Bengals to a Super Bowl. They haven't been in a Super Bowl since the 80s.
Yeah.
They won their last playoff game in 1990, so, you know, just winning playoff games was amazing, but to get to the Super Bowl was completely, wow. Like, they have a 50-50 shot. I mean,
I think they can beat the Rams, man. I think they can.
I think both of these teams are great, and either team can win. I think the Rams have the best player, and Aaron Donald, I mean...
And they got Von Miller, which, you know, sentimentally, I kind of want Von to get another Super Bowl. But you know what? Cincinnati did its job. They took care of the shitty Kansas City Chiefs. And for that, they are also my sweeto this week, Drake, man. I mean, I am going to be rooting for the Bengals, man. I think I like to see new teams win. Either one of these teams is a new team to win the Super Bowl, right? I don't count the St. Louis thing, you know, but it's LA, man. I want Cincinnati to win this motherfucking game, man. Let's do it, man. That way you can have like because I don't think Cincinnati's ever won, right? They went to
two Super Bowls and they lost to the 49ers both times.
Yeah, and one of them was in heartbreaking fashion, man. They had that game, man. They fucking had that game. And then it was Joe Montana Magic, I believe.
Yeah, Joe Montana.
Yeah, well, Joe Montana ripped us up for 55 points, man. So I feel your pain, man. It's just, but we have three Super Bowls, so you know
he's a legend for a reason. So whatever.
Yeah, Freak Five, I saw your comment. You son of a bitch. You're lucky I don't have my powers this week. But wait till next week.
Oh, you mean the one about you should quit looking in the mirror if you don't want to vomit?
How dare you? You son of a bitch. Breakman, you son of a bitch. All right, what other sweeto do you got?
I like Wyland's response to, he said he had a manager like that who tried to say the same thing to him. Wyland looked at him, laughed, and said, no.
Yeah, that's not happening. That. Yeah, no, thank you. Not interested in that. Yeah. All right, what else you got, Break?
That's all I need. Yeah. I mean, it's been since the 80s. I was in elementary school. This has been a long wait.
Just enjoy it, man. That's what I'm going to say, because you never know when you're going to be back.
If they lose, still, like, we feel there's hope for the future that we haven't felt in a very long time.
Dude, Joe Burrow, I told you this when he was drafted, Breakman. Joe Burrow is the real motherfucking deal, man. I mean, he really is. I mean, if he pulls this off, man, he's got a shot at catching Brady, man. Honestly. You guys need to shore up a couple of things on defense, but
on offense, he needs to be protected like that.
They need an offensive line.
Nine times and against Tennessee, like, fuck.
That's the number one glaring need is the offensive line. Couple things on defense, and that team's going to be a powerhouse for years and years and years.
That's what I love.
And I hope you get this one, man. This is your best shot right here. I'm hoping beyond hope, but I wouldn't be totally sad. Like I said, Von Miller's playing for the Rams, but you know, besides that, I got no affinity to the Rams, man. I told you my second favorite team is the Bengals, Breakman. So, you know, I'm really, really hoping. Anyone seen The Spine of the Night? What is that? Is that like the new, it looks akin to heavy metal. What is it on, Wyland? Is that on Netflix or one of the streamers? Maybe Amazon Prime or something? I don't know.
So for the Bengals, like this time next Friday, we'll have no clue because the Super Bowl is until like this following Sunday. So.
Ooh, Shudder! I have Shudder. Yeah, man. I can't wait for this Super Bowl, man. It's like one of my most. You should have seen. I think I was happier than you that the Bengals won against the Chiefs. Breakman. I hate the Chiefs with every fiber of my being just as much as I hate the goddamn Raiders, man. I can't stand them, man. You didn't have a show the week of my birthday, so this wasn't a stinko. My job on birthdays, give people a birthday card and a $5 gift card, and I didn't... What? Tell them! Freak Five, that sucks. That should be a stinko, man. All right, Eric, your sweeto of the week.
I don't really have one.
I don't miss being in the office. Like, for birthdays, it'd be like, hey, they'd announce everybody's birthday, and you get, like, a $5 gift card to a restaurant and stuff. Like, hey, everybody applauds for your birthday and stuff. Like, this is an elementary fucking school.
How about 25, 30, 50 bucks for your birthday? That'd be nice, you know?
How about a raise?
A raise would be nice.
You've been such a good you've done such a good job for this full year. How about another dollar on your
hour? A dollar an hour. Yep, minimum. Yeah, I agree. That would be nice, too. All right. My sweet of the week is the Ghost concert I went to. Ghost and Volbeat. It was fun, man. We got to meet the lead singer of Ghost. He was like very, very gracious, super nice dude, Tobias Forge. He's just a great dude. But you know what we had to do to get into that concert? We had to provide our vaccine passports, and we had to take an antigen test. I mean, it was something else, but we did all that. We finally got the backstage deal, and you know, it was just a ton of fun. So we had a lot of fun. We got pictures. We got autographs. We got the whole
thing. See, I keep my card in my wallet, but I'm worried that, like all the ink's going to get rubbed off.
Yeah.
Yeah. My card doesn't fit exactly in my wallet, so half of it's all frayed, and they're definitely not readable.
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, that was pretty cool. We mentioned the Bengals winning. That was a big thing for me because I can't stand the Chiefs because they're in my division. And I got my original art framed that I spent a ton of money on, so it looks beautiful. Sweeto, Freak 5 says, my Sweeto talked to HR and the assistant director and the director of the facility, and he got a $10 gift card. Oh, so you not only got a $5 one, you got a $10 one. That's cool. That'll buy you a hamburger somewhere.
But maybe. He had to go all the way up the food chain to get that. Like, that's kind of ridiculous. Like,
it is ridiculous. All right. So here we go. We're going to do our free-for-all now. It's a free-for-all. Little man. Yeah, it's a free-for-all. Wow. Suck it. All right. Free-for-all this week is round one. We have a tourney. And this is kind of a mini tourney, but we're going to drag it out a little bit. Eric's not going to be here. Eric's not going to be here next week. Can you guys still hear me? Hello? Can you guys still hear me? Sorry.
Yes.
Yeah, how dare you guys? Son of a bitch. This is February, the month of love, right? Valentine's Day coming up. So I figured...
Yeah, whatever.
Why do we not do a tournament with the greatest video game couple of all time? So I came up with 16 couples to battle it out, and we're going to determine the number one couple in all of video gaming, and that's the tournament. The head of security did that. Okay, I saw that, Freak 5. There you go. And the gift card paid for his beer, so that's always nice, you know.
Ooh, are you drinking craft beer? Why did that take so long for me to think of?
Jesus. Holy cow, man. Breakman, you're like having a glitch in the Matrix, man.
No, something's wrong with me today.
Yeah.
I blame the Stone Ice.
All right. So we're going to do the greatest video game couple of all time. So why don't we get to it, guys? Let's start off right at the top.
Is it ToeJam and Earl?
ToeJam and Earl. I thought about putting ToeJam and Earl in the tourney, but then I decided not to. So,
Beavis and Butthead have their own video game.
They do. They do. That is true. They have several games. I should have put them too.
None of them are good, but they have.
there's one PC game that was really, really fun. But anyways, Mario and Princess Peach, obviously, from the Super Mario Brothers series of games, versus Cloud and Aerith from Final Fantasy VII. Breakman, I'm going to start with you.
This one,
that's not even a real relationship.
It's close enough.
Look, okay, so Cloud and Aerith.
Cloud and Tifa makes more sense if we're talking about in the context of where they are at in Advent Children.
Like, and for Cloud and Aerith, like, they never really even got together. Like, she died before they could even, like, kiss or hold hands, you know?
I'm not entirely sure they would have gotten together, considering she still kind of hasn't got over her boyfriend.
Well, in my version of the game, they let you – well, I mean, in the original, they let you choose kind of what you would say at certain points. I was always trying to get with Tifa. I didn't fucking care about Aerith at all.
Yeah, Tifa was the hottie.
But I do like their dynamic, so I guess they belong here.
Yeah. So who are you picking,
Whereas right? Mario and Peach aren't actually a real couple either, because Mario was with –
They never hooked up.
What's her name?
Putting way too much.
People have a running theory is that she's actually married to Bowser. And he keeps trying to rescue her from him.
From Mario, yeah.
Need to be rescued.
I can see that. wow, so this one's kind of hard. I guess I'm going to say Mario and Peach because, you know, at least he saves Peach, whereas the Cloud doesn't save Aerith at all. Like, all
right. Break, you know, Eric? Scared.
It's the other way around, actually. She saves him.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
Right, Eric, your choice.
I'm going with Cloud and Aerith, though, just because they're more interesting characters.
I'm going to go with Mario and Princess Peach on this one. I think they do make a good couple. And like, if you just look at them, they do make a good couple. Cloud and Aerith, I never really clicked for me. You know, I don't know. Wasn't there an option for Cloud and Aerith to go on a date at the Gold Saucer?
No, not an option. It's more like a series of choices you make that determines who you go on the roller coaster ride with.
Yeah. Master Chief and Cortana, obviously from the Halo series, versus James and Mary from Silent Hill 2. I'm going to go first on this one. The James and Mary thing, I think, is a stronger relationship, although I can see the Master Chief Cortana thing.
It's in the context of one game, though. I mean, Chief and Cortana had several games.
All right, can you let me finish, Eric, before you start in on your opinion? I'm going with James and Mary. Eric, what are you going with?
That doesn't really work for me. So I'm going with Master Chief and Cortana.
All right. Breakman,
you don't really like that series that
you're
much.
You're the tiebreaker, Breakman.
Master Chief and Cortana, they've got this long-standing relationship, and I've watched it develop over the years.
You son of a bitch.
And in the last few games, it has become the focus of the story. Like, I know a lot of people hate 4 because, the enemy is really hard to understand, like, exactly what they are. I forget what he's called. But it made a true love story between them. Like, it was the Chief's one and only goal was to save her at that point. Like, it wasn't about saving the world. I mean, and he, you know, he's the hero. He does have to stop the bad guy. But his main concern was to protect her. And since then, like, she turned evil. And then, again, he was trying to save her. And then, I don't want to spoil the story of this one, but their relationship, again, is front and center.
Okay. Sound reasoning, but you're still a son of a bitch. But anyways, let's move on to the next matchup. Samus Aran and the baby Metroid. If you guys remember Super Metroid.
Aww, yeah, like a mother-son relationship.
Yeah,
yes.
Like it kind of like blossomed. Like the baby Metroid became like a big Metroid and it remembered Samus and then protected. So that versus Ico and Yorda from the Ico game. Let's go with Eric first. What do you
think? I'm going with Samus and the Metroid.
Okay, Breakman?
Wow. I didn't really play the Ico game.
Oh, God, you should have.
Samus and Metroid, like, they told such a beautiful story without any words. Like, it was a mother
and baby
relationship.
Bad,
well, but the Ico and Yorda was in a more more powerful system.
Yeah, but there was no dialogue in the game, is what I'm saying.
Ico and Yorda, same exact thing. Yeah, but okay. So you're picking Samus and
It was just you could tell, like, just from without words, just the actions of the Metroid and the actions of Samus, how they felt for each other.
Well, that's not true. There is dialogue, but it's only within like the context of the opening.
Yeah, I would have picked Ico.
Oh, yeah, the last Metroid is now in captivity.
No, I'm talking about Ico and Yorda.
Yeah, I would have picked Ico.
Like, they
Ico
never talked with each other in the game.
Yeah, I would have picked Ico and Yorda. Like, everything was beautiful in that game. Like, just the gestures, the, you know, like they, there was really no talking other than what Eric said at the very beginning of the game. But and it was just a great, great game in general, and a very heartbreaking. I don't know, just it was just man, you got to play that game.
In fact, I think the reason why they didn't talk with each other is because Yorda spoke a language that Iko
didn't understand. Yeah, yeah. All right, next matchup we got for you, Yennefer and Geralt from The Witcher and Isaac and Nicole from Dead Space. I think Breakman should go first on this one.
Oh, I barely remember the relationship with Isaac and Nicole. Like, she turns out to be the villain, though, doesn't she?
Not really.
Not so much. Not so much.
Well, I thought she was, like, brainwashed or by the religion cult thingy in Dead Space.
Not so much. Not so much.
I don't remember. I can't remember that. Where's Geralt from Rivia and Yennefer. I'm familiar with the series, not the game. And the series, like, yeah, I like them as a relationship. I think it's good.
Okay, I'm going to go with the opposite. I'm going with Isaac and Nicole because Isaac...
I never played The Witcher or The Witcher 2 or even The Witcher 3.
Eric, do you want me to finish or do you want to go?
You can go.
He wants to go. You can shut up now.
I guess, man. I'm going with Isaac and Nicole. I think that relationship, I mean, turned out the way that it should have turned out. Yennefer and Geralt have had a very tumultuous, very complicated relationship. So I guess you're the tiebreaker, Eric. Who are you picking?
Based on what I experienced with the first two Dead Space games... There really isn't any really interaction between two for me to form a strong opinion for Isaac and Nicole. So I'm just going to go with Yennefer and Geralt. Because even though it's messy, it's a relationship.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So you fuckers go against me at every
time. When it comes to stuff like Dead Space, it's just a symptom of dead girlfriend, but we don't even get the bad story to even care about the dead girlfriend.
Yeah. I went with Geralt and Triss Marigold after telling Yennefer that there was nothing between them. Dungeon. Yeah, Triss was involved in that whole thing too. But, you know, I don't blame Geralt. Geralt lost memories at one point. So, you know, you got, you know. Anyways, let's move on. Link and Zelda versus Jackie and Jenny from The Darkness. If you guys remember that game, I had to pull this one out.
I never played The Darkness.
Oh, God. What's wrong with you, Eric?
I bought them on the backwards compatibility sale. I just haven't got to them yet.
Oh, so good, man. There's a scene with Jackie when he's sitting on the couch with Jenny, and it's just like a very, very touching
They're watching a movie, right?
Yeah, they're you remember that. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yes, I do remember that.
But yeah. I have to, like, the only Zelda game that actually has a clear relationship between Link and Zelda is in Skyward Sword.
Can we just think of them as couples when we do
Yeah,
this?
Like, I wasn't necessarily thinking all these as romantic couples. Like, yeah, but like, Peach, I don't consider a romantic couple, but they're still a couple.
I'm not even saying that. I'm saying, like, it's the only Zelda game where they seem to have any real relationship with each other. Any kind of relationship.
Well, if you remember at the end of the first one, he's like, you know, grabs her hand and, you know, I mean, that's so, like, yeah, I mean, that's like, you know, romantic. Eric, come on, man. Just think of them as couples, not necessarily romantic couples. What are you picking?
I wish these were in a different category, because I really want to pick Jack and Jenny, but I can't pick against Link and Zelda.
This is Link and Zelda, like, Zelda's a series, and, like, there's different incarnations of them, so...
Oh, dear Lord.
So I'm going to go with a concrete couple versus, like, a nebulous one. I'm going to go with the Jackie and Jenny one.
I'm also going with Jackie and Jenny. I think they're solid. Yeah. This is a big-time upset. I know, yes. But I mean, I'm with Eric. I think you got to go with the solid couple. You know, there's too much analysis is what I'm saying. So let's move on to the next one. Dom and Maria from Gears of War... And
hey, how dare you? It should be Dom and Marcus Phoenix.
Yeah, Marcus Phoenix. And Ellie and Riley from The Last of Us. I'm going to speak first on this one. Holy hell, that game with Ellie and Riley was really, really strong. But I also think the Gears of War relationship between Dom and Maria is really strong, too. You know what? Fuck it. I'm picking Ellie and Riley. What are you picking, Breakman?
I want to say Dom and Phoenix. Like, I think that was a stronger relationship. Like, they were such... They were a team. I mean, they were...
You don't even see Maria in Gears 2.
No, but there's all the overtones. There's overtones. There's all the juxtaposition. There's all the...
I'm going with the other one just because you messed us up, Frank, and didn't put the right name in there.
Yeah, how dare you. What are you picking, Eric? Yeah,
I'm picking Ellie and Riley as well. All right. Even though I haven't played that DLC.
It's great.
Meaningful relationship.
Great relationship there, Ellie and Riley. I think it's definitely deserving of being on this list. All right, next matchup we have is Shepard, Commander Shepard, and Garrus from Mass Effect 2. And Tidus and Yuna from Final Fantasy X. I'm going to go with Breakman first on this one.
What was the first pair?
Commander Shepard and Garrus from Mass Effect.
What was the other pairing with Shepard?
There's a bunch of pairings.
There's a bunch, but this
that's
is
the one that stands out the most to me.
Yeah.
There's another really big one.
The green skin dude, I forget his name now, in Mass Effect 2 and 3.
Link could get away with saying, "Well, excuse me, Prince." That's true, Dungeon. I mean, that is true.
Only if you're counting the bastardized cartoon.
All right, Breakman. What are you?
The relationship with Yuna and Tidus was such a good close relationship. Like two young people really finding each other and. You know, the learning to whistle and
yeah, we
and
get
the
it.
Kiss.
We get like, it. The horny factor. You know, the horny factor. Okay.
I'm going with Tidus and Yuna.
I think I am
or
as well.
Tidus and Yuna.
Tidus
and
Yuna.
Tidus.
Yeah.
Tidus, yes.
All right, last matchup this week, we got Nathan Drake and Elena Fisher with you and the companion cube from Portal. Let's start with me. I'm definitely picking Nathan Drake and Elena Fisher. I mean, they end up married after all. I mean, what the fuck? I mean, that's an easy one for me. But that companion cube, though, with the heart on it, I mean, nothing screams Valentine's like that. But in a tough one, I am picking Nathan Drake. What about you, Eric?
Nathan and Elaine.
All right. Eric, I'm sorry, Breakman?
I didn't like that fucking cube. I'm
it's a cube and it's not, it doesn't talk or anything.
Yeah, and it, like the whole promise was you're doing this for cake and like whatever. Like, just no.
The cake was a lie. So.
Yeah, the cake was a lie and the cube can go fuck itself.
Yeah. All right, so look at the matchups we got left, guys. We got Mario going up against Master Chief, or Mario and Princess Peach. Going up against Master Chief and Cortana. We got Samus and the Baby Metroid going in an upset. Going up against Yennefer and Geralt. We've got Jackie and Jenny from The Darkness. Going up against Ellie and Riley from The Last of Us. That should be a titanic matchup.
I can actually see the second half of the list.
We got Tidus and Yuna versus Nathan Drake and Elena Fisher for the greatest video game couple of all time. I think these are solid choices indeed. I mean, if I had my druthers right now, I'd pick Tidus and Yuna. I think that's a really, really solid, like, definite love story. Perfect for Valentine's Day. But you got the upset-minded Samus and Baby Metroid in there, too, with lots of love there. So this could go any way. Jackie will devour Ellie and Riley's hearts for health points. How dare you, Dungeon, and try to influence? It's like jury tampering, man. You can't tamper with the jury.
Is that how I'm going to decide next week? If I can't decide which couples, I'm going to pit them against each other in a fight, and that's how I decide.
Well, next week we're not doing it. Remember, Eric is not going to be here next week, so we got to we'll just have a free-for-all discussion next week. But there you go. In a couple weeks, we'll pick back up. We'll have what would this be? This would be the semifinals? No, this would be the quarterfinals of our tournament next time we do this in a couple weeks. But yeah, two cups in, one couple leaves.
Chat says the first time Link and Zelda got it on, Link was probably a virgin, so he probably came on her stomach before.
Oh, yeah. God.
I forgot about the Breath of the Wild Zelda pairing. They're a couple.
Who, Eric?
The Link and Zelda in Breath of the Wild.
Yeah, okay.
They're basically a couple by the end of the storyline before the game actually starts.
Okay. That's
and definitely carrying over into Breath of the Wild 2.
Yeah. All right, guys, I think that's going to wrap it up in a shortened edition so we can all eat. I'm getting hungry. Let's see, what else? Anything else you guys have before we end this edition so we can go food questing?
No, I better do this.
Who are you plugging, Breakman? Let's do our plugs.
At RP Grinders on
All right, Eric, your plugs, man.
You can find reviews I've written on BostonBestBrigade.com, or you can listen to the audio feed for my audio reviews. And if you like either of those and you want to support me, you can go to my Patreon, which you can find a link to in my profile, which is on Twitter at EricRPG, and give me as little as a dollar would help out. That's per month.
All right.
Or even just a one-time thing.
Anything else, Eric?
Stay safe. The roads are a mess. And snow.
Yeah, Freak says this morning my wife was
keep warm, too, because especially if you're in Texas, find a way to stay warm.
Yeah. Freak Pie says this morning my wife was having a problem with the printer. I was trying to go back to sleep after taking a shit. Hashtag I pooped today. Our printer's wireless. I was thinking about sending a message to print that was from the printer.
I have a question. So when Link lost his virginity with Zelda, did it play that sound effect? That Legend of Zelda sound effect.
Ding, 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 ding. Which one?
Like that, like, you know, you unlock the secret.
That one?
Yeah, that one right there.
At one point, it sounded like she hit it. I should have had it print out, "Stop hitting me." That would have been funny, Freak Vibe. Right from your phone, like from a note. That would have been awesome. All right, you can follow me on Twitter at Frank Branches. You can follow me on my other channel, Mexican Longhair, where I do a bunch of stuff. We were talking about police today. That'd be a perfect channel for you if you want to hear and see more. What else? You can follow me on any of the systems, RP Grinders. I'm mostly on the PlayStation. Every once in a while, I'll hop on the other two. What else? Dungeon says Freak's printer becomes self-aware on 2.4.2022 and decides to launch its nuclear awesome. I think I've heard that story before somewhere, Dungeon. I can't remember where. I want to thank everybody in chat. Of course, Freak5Chaos, our good friend Dungeons, our good friend Wyland. Casino, thanks. Digital Pigeon, thanks for stopping in. Judd, thanks for stopping in. And ShyPuff, thanks for stopping in and enjoying everything. Anyways, I think that's going to just about do it. Anything else, gentlemen, before we take off? No?
When Link lost his virginity to Zelda, like, he threw the Triforce away. He didn't need that shit anymore.
Oh, my God.
He's like, I'm a man now. Yeah. I'm done with this.
All right, stay safe this weekend. We want to see you back here next week. Until then, we are out. Later, everybody.